Speaking of the way the verse and art of Dr. Seuss encourages liberation of children's imaginations, author Maury Sendak puts it, Seuss wrote big, noisy books with noisy pictures and noisy language. He was a bull in a china closet. The verve of Seuss's language and the energy of his illustrations affirm the child's need to make noise, to be creative, to make a mess if need be, whether creating My Book About Me, a book which asks the child to write in it, or designing a museum that encourages visitors' participation, Seuss wanted his creativity to inspire the creativity of others. In granting children the license to think freely, Seuss shows them that the world is what they make it. Children and adults, Seuss suggests, should use this ability to think creatively, participating in the world, learning from it, and when necessary, doing what they can to make it better. All that from the study, Dr. Seuss, American Icon, by Philip Nell. Young people in our area have been invited right into the midst of a gathering of some all-time favorite Seuss characters to make noise, though their singing won't be in any way, shape, or form noise, and to be creative and to make something of their own. All part of the 2018 Young Persons Workshop hosted by the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, culminating in a full production of Seussical Jr., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 27th, 28th, and 29th. Jackie Natt is the director and the choreographer, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk with us about what a gift the workshop and production are.
It's pretty unique. There's not a lot of free children's workshops in the area, so I think that's what is a huge draw.
So anyone can come and sign up?
Absolutely. Any experience level, ages 5 to 17, and it's completely free. I just can't. It amazes me, but it's a wonderful thing that Little Theater offers.
Is this the first time you're taking part?
Last year was my first time. I assistant directed with Aladdin Jr., so now I'm directing and choreographing.
And you've been a theater person?
I actually started when I was 8 years old.
At a theater workshop?
I did some more adult productions is how I did it. So these past few years have really been my introduction to children's workshops, being on the other side, obviously, but I'm seeing the benefit of it and how much they're all learning and how they're all growing.
And did you do high school musicals and things like that?
Absolutely. So yeah, I started in community theater and then moved on to high school theater and then moved on to college theater and now back in community theater again.
Did you major in theater?
I minored in it.
This is a very interesting juxtaposition because what you're doing now this summer, looking off to September, there will be a Seussical main stage production.
That is correct. This is also something new that Little Theater is doing where we're doing Seussical Jr. now in the summer as a children's workshop. And then right after is the adult version of Seussical.
Is there going to be any cross-pollination?
There actually is. Yeah, some of my kids did audition for the adult production and they got cast. So there really is. And I really hope that the junior and the adult cast can kind of work together, even if it's a rehearsal or two, just to kind of talk about their characters and things like that. I think it'd be beneficial for both casts.
Do you know both shows and how they differ?
A little bit, yes, especially because the director, actually the production teams for both shows have been working together a lot. We're trying to share different things, work together on concepts and things of that nature. I know for sure that they cut out a complete character from the junior version, the general, I believe it is. So then all of those songs and scenes were cut out, things like that. But the general nature and moral of the show is still there.
Sometimes when everybody wants to sign up, you've got a theater filled with potential actors.
That's for sure. It was actually unreal. We opened the applications at 10 a.m. on a Saturday, and by 12:30, it was over capacity, over 50 kids. I ended up taking 55 to start, and then, you know, with different kids in and out, everyone on the waiting list got offered a spot, and now we are at 46 kids altogether.
So there is a way for you to incorporate all of them in this production.
Absolutely. That's what's so great about Seussical Jr., just the show in general, it's got great principal characters and lots of them. And then the ensemble is super active and in everything, dancing, singing, being also a part of the scene. So we couldn't have the show without them.
And so how do you approach such a challenge of working with 46 young people who are, as you suggest, varying levels, and you want them to learn something, you want them to be satisfied themselves, and yet you want to put on a good show for everyone. So how do you balance that?
It is a lot, especially when you have, you know, a 5-year-old and then a 16-year-old. It's how do you teach the 5-year-olds everything that they need to learn and not bore the 16-year-old because, you know, they've probably been doing theater for many years. So actually, what I tried this year is kind of like a little and a big system. So I paired them up together, especially when we were just learning stage directions and things like that. Because I was worried, you know, some of my older actors might get disconnected. They've heard about this. They've done it. But if they have a little to work with, they can help also be the teacher. And also that helps me. So that way, when we learn dances, they can partner up together, help each other out on their free time, things like that.
And that's a lot of costuming.
Oh, yes, that's for sure. I have two costumers, Kaylin Churcher and Dan Pittman. So they are co-costuming the show. Yes, they've started and they've started early because a few of my leads just have one costume. But for the most part, I have a lot of people doubling as ensemble as well. So that's even more costumes on my costumers. And it calls for some crazy costumes, Dr. Seuss. So yes, it's been a lot, but we've started early and everyone's going to look great.
We often think about Dr. Seuss and the wonderful picture books. He's also such a lover of language and alliteration and things like that. Do the students like that part of it and have fun with the language?
You know, I think I've noticed that they've all really started to memorize their stuff a lot quicker. And I feel like a lot of it has to do with the rhyming. We haven't even had that many rehearsals, and there they are, not even looking at their books. But a lot, it all has its rhythm and the rhyme. And I really do think that that helps with their memorization. And I think that they have fun, whether it be the rhyming or the rhythm of the song or just with the dialogue.
They probably at home are bugging their parents in speaking in rhyme. And
yes, I've heard that, you know, they're loving it. All they're doing is singing at home, but great, they're practicing.
And having been an 8-year-old doing theater, you know what it means mm-hmm. to start young. What are you seeing among this group and the group last year and what you know from your own experience with theater as a young person? What's the importance of theater in their lives?
You know, absolutely. I did very well in school, and I honestly credit a lot of it to theater.
How so?
It's just the memorization just came so much easier to me. I would take a test, and I could kind of like see my notes. But I really do think it had to do with theater, because you're constantly memorizing, and you're sitting there with your parents. In the beginning, you're sitting there with your parents, and they're helping you with lines. And now I'm at a point that I can do it on my own, you know, and I memorize them on my own. But I really, really do credit theater to that. And being able to take direction and take criticism and take it well. I attribute theater to a lot of things. So I definitely support these workshops and everything that these kids are learning because I think they're putting it towards their everyday life.
People who are hearing us now say, oh, we missed it this year, but it's an annual event.
Yes, a little theater does this every year. And, you know, thank goodness to the parents in each workshop. We're constantly fundraising so that we can make it possible each year because it is free. Like I said, which is just so unheard of in this area, and it's amazing. But yes, every year, Little Theater chooses a new show, and we have another free children's workshop. So it's every summer. So definitely, if you miss this one, keep your eyes peeled on our Facebook page, on our website for next year.
What about a set?
Right now, we are still looking for a performance space because Little Theater is under construction. So with that being said, our set has to be extremely movable. We cannot have any fixed platforms or sets. Now that's at least for the junior version. So I'm going to be working with my tech director, Steph Burke, on making movable, colorful pieces, whether that be the nest that Horton is sitting on or the trees from my jungle, things to that nature. Yes, just colorful and movable. And I think that their costumes will also help tell a story, so.
Tell me about the construction and what's going on at Little Theater.
Yes, so for those of you who have been freezing with us in the winter and sweat with us in the summer, this is some amazing news. Little Theater's actually getting to put in a heating and an air conditioning system, which will be all ready to go for the adult version. So with that being said, of course, there comes construction. So the Seussical Junior production has been rehearsing off-site thanks to the First Presbyterian Church in Wilkes-Barre. They're amazing. It's a beautiful space. It's huge, which is great for 46 kids. So accommodating. And we've been rehearsing there 3 days a week.
It sounds like the young folks are as flexible as can be.
I mean, they make my job easy, those kids. They are incredibly talented. I look forward to see where they go in the future.
What are they gravitating to? Do they love Horton? Do they have favorites already?
I mean, I think for the most part, all of us, when we hear Horton, who is played by David Goetz, or Gertrude McFuzz, who is played by Abigail Schultz, the chemistry the two of them already have is unbelievable. And we're just having music rehearsals so far, and my heart is so warmed, and I've already been tearing up myself. So it's great. They're a talented bunch. I can't say enough about that.
When you talk about the moral or the theme, what kinds of things do we come away with at the end of the show?
I think the biggest one that I get from it is friendship. And it's great because it's a story for all ages. And there's tons of friendships that go on within this story. And then you kind of see how the friendship helps Horton get through his problems that he has, his trials, tribulations. I think he makes it through because of friendship. So that's the biggest theme that I see within this production.
Jackie Knott, director and choreographer of Seussical Junior, produced by the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre as part of the 2018 Young Persons Workshop. The shows will be presented Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 27th, 28th, and 29th. For details about venue and curtain times, on the web, ltwb.org, ltwb.org, or find them on Facebook. And as we've heard, the Little Theater will present Seussical the Musical, the adult Seussical the Musical, in September, so stay tuned for more on that. ltwb.org.